Thanks so much for joining us again today for the broadcast. We were talking to Dan and Lynn Sehested concerning the idea of being missionaries. They are in Romania. And in the break, we were talking about deputation. And Dan, you were sharing the importance of deputation, first of all, to the missionary family. Tell us what you mean.
Deputation for many of us, like me, I came out of the oil field, and I was not a youth pastor in the past or a pastor.
Uh-huh.
And so ministering like that full time was something new.
Okay.
And deputation gave me the opportunity to go into a situation with which I'm not familiar, meet new people that are basically all on my side.
Sure.
But still, it's a growing time. I believe it's absolutely necessary time.
Mm-hmm.
It's difficult in our days. You know, there are some missionaries that are on deputation 3, 4, and 5 years, and I don't know why it is that way all the time. I think there's a whole lot of different possibilities.
Factors, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We were only on deputation for 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
We did not have any children at the time. Romania was recently opened, popular,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to start full-time deputation, and our board helped us with a lot of contacts, so it went pretty quick.
Right.
But, you know, it is a ministry time. It is a growing time for the missionary.
Mm-hmm.
He has to learn, maybe sometimes for the first time in his life, to balance his own finances, you know, looking after that. You're setting up a budget for the mission field and things like that.
Sure.
It's a very necessary and profitable time. It's not lost time.
How would you say the average church can be a blessing to a missionary couple or family that come in for a weekend? Lynn, what thoughts do you have as far as when you first went, you were a wife but not a mother yet?
Right.
What types of things did help you as a wife or would have helped you?
Good question. Really knowing what to do on the mission field.
Right.
I had visited mission fields before. I know I always would seek out veteran missionary ladies.
Sure.
To
sure.
ask them even what to take, not knowing
yeah, yeah.
how to pack, to move our home, our life,
mm-hmm.
to a completely different culture.
So mission conferences with other missionaries, especially veteran missionaries, would be a tremendous blessing.
Yes, yeah. It was. And then to talk to the ladies in the church to get their prayer support.
Oh, yeah.
And the children are always fun, even though we didn't have children on
mm-hmm.
deputation.
Mm-hmm.
I had never really worked with children,
right.
so it was fun and a good thing for me to learn how to teach children.
Right, right.
But, you know, children are wonderful prayer warriors.
That is so true.
And
yeah.
we always enjoyed spending extra time with the children
mm-hmm.
because somehow they have a connection with God that we adults with all of our baggage may not necessarily have.
When my son and his wife were on deputation to go to Brazil, they had about a one-year-old. And many times, if they weren't asked to speak a certain time, like during a missions conference, or maybe they just were there for Sunday morning, Sunday night, and weren't doing anything on Sunday morning, and they would say, is there anything we can do to help in children's church? Can we teach a kid's class? Can we help with a youth group? In other words, they would volunteer to be ministering to any age group. And
right.
many times the pastors would come back later and say, we've really never had missionaries volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
Often we had to assign them to something, but we've just never had anybody volunteer. And that really opened our eyes to the fact that you guys wanted experience with every age.
Right.
And they did.
Yes.
Because when you start a church, you are it. You know,
right.
you're the children's church worker. You're the teen worker. You're the adult worker.
Absolutely. You're the one who does the music and
right.
everything.
Right.
And does the cleaning and setting up and taking down.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we always liked mission conferences because you're with the churches longer.
Exactly.
You get to know the people better. They get to know you better, your needs, your likes and dislikes to
mm-hmm.
some extent. And
right.
they can pray more intelligently for you.
If people know you and know something about you and become friends,
mm-hmm.
that's
right.
the key.
Right.
Yep. They become friends.
Right. We built relationships with our supporting churches, especially during missions conference times.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there are some missionaries that want to hit as many churches as possible to hurry up and get there.
Uh-huh.
And missions conferences take more time.
Right, right.
We, every conference I could, I'd get into because I wanted to take time to know the people, for them to know us.
Right.
You know, they say first impressions are lasting or important, but they can also be not quite accurate.
Correct.
Especially
yes.
if my personality has always been extremely timid. People who knew me as a teen are shocked that I'm doing what I'm doing today. So I knew that, you know, first impressions for me, it's not going to be all that wonderful.
Right.
But missions conferences gave us time to, you know, get past the initial shyness and the awkwardness. And we did well in missions conferences.
What kind of questions could you recommend, since you've been missionary for over 20 years, what kind of questions could you recommend to the average church member that when asked of missionaries that are maybe home on deputation would be a blessing to those visiting missionaries?
I've been impressed with a couple things on this furlough and our last one. One, that people could pronounce her last name, which is difficult.
Yeah.
But they've been paying attention. Number two, they could ask questions that were related to things that we had communicated either in the weekly email updates or in prayer letters.
Okay.
And they may not pronounce the names correct.
Sure.
But they knew something about the people.
Right. And so when you recognize that they've read your letters, they are trying their best to keep up, then that really helps with their questions. Lynn, you had a thought.
We like when people are interested in our children.
Oh, yes.
When our children were smaller, we would try to include them. Well, always we included them in the ministry. And on furlough, they would have jobs that they were supposed to do.
Like with the table, the missions table.
With the table. When they were real small, they were 3 years old for one furlough. Mm-hmm. And we told them that their job was to go around and shake people's hands.
Good. Good.
And they would do that.
Pass
and,
out prayer cards or something.
Right.
Yeah, right
they
by the table.
They had little recorders, flutes that they would play. So they would have a part in special music.
Right, right.
And so we always appreciate it when people ask about our children, how they can pray for our children, include our children.
Because when you guys go from church to church to church to church, especially when your kids become teenagers and they begin to be more self-conscious of themselves, you know, and they're walking in as total strangers, especially if you say, okay, it's Sunday school, see you in an hour, and they kind of go, uno momento, por favor.
Yeah.
what am I doing now?
You know? Don't say it that way in Romanian. But
right, exactly.
Yeah, it's very difficult for them. And I've challenged some youth groups or churches a couple different times. Try to put yourself in the shoes of a missionary kid, MK.
Right.
You're in a different church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. How are they received when you get there? How do the teens look at them when we walk through the door?
Sure.
And we've had some not so wonderful experiences, and this church here has been absolutely fantastic.
Oh, that's
great.
It
has been about the best that you could script.
Wow.
And how, you know, the first night that we met, and they had a plan for the adults to get together and go over the program and all that stuff. And we got here, and a youth man and several teens met our kids the first time here and took them out to a restaurant, and they did their own thing while the adults did their thing.
Right, right.
And it's been fantastic.
They've been talking about it ever since.
Yes.
And not necessarily sitting with you guys during church, but sitting with the teens and doing activities with the teens.
Right. And you know, one thing about children growing up on the mission field, our children are Romanian. We adopted them from Romania,
right?
But they live in an American home in Romania. So when they come back to the States, in a sense, they are coming to a foreign country.
Yes, yes. Good point.
And they don't really fit in. And we were at a missions conference, and one of the teen girls finally came up to Brianna and said, you know, we wanted to talk to you, but we were intimidated. And I think young people have an idea that missionary kids are super holy. They always, you know, have their Bible with them. And whenever you talk to them, it's going to be scripture coming out their mouth.
Sure.
And it's not that way. They're normal kids. They have struggles. They have problems with self-confidence and things like that. And they really enjoy it when someone in the youth group will come up to them first.
Right.
For Brianna, she has no strangers. She's friends with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sam is a little more hesitant. But it's always nice when someone reaches out to them first.
And, you know, with my son and his family on deputation, they would be in one church and they would travel all afternoon. They'd come to the next church just in time for the service, and so they'd have to kind of get their kids cleaned up and then have service and, of course, get their table set up and make sure that their DVD was working, and it just rush. Then the service was over, and then the pastor or somebody wanted to take them out, you know, for a meal, and that was the only time that they had together with somebody at the church. And the one thing that I think many people don't stop to realize is by the time the kids have done that the whole day long, they're so exhausted they can't hardly see straight.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if they're younger children, there's behavior issues.
Exactly.
Because there was no nap. They're in a different place.
Right,
and
right.
If you can imagine being the new kid in Sunday school
every Sunday. Yes.
It's a difficult thing.
Right. Kind of like my youngest grandchild, 2.5, when he went back to Brazil. And, of course, they speak Portuguese there. And so he didn't learn it, you know, in his first 1.5 years. And so they were home on furlough, went back. And after about 2 weeks, he came home and he said, I'm ready to go back to the States because I ask a question in Sunday school and they don't even understand what I'm asking.
Mm-hmm.
He's 3 years old, you know, and they don't understand what I'm asking. Mm-hmm. And you know, they said, well, son, you'll begin picking up their language and they'll begin to understand, you know, what you're trying to say. But I mean, that's the frustration that children go through.
Right.
So the behavior issues, if you're listening to our broadcast this morning, don't be quick to judge missionary kids.
Right.
When they're on deputation or they're home on furlough, they've had days that are just unimaginable. So if they seem to be exhausted or just a little bit out of sorts, love them. Just tell folks you understand. You know, if you've had kids yourself, then you truly do understand. Somebody just needs a nap, you know,
more than
they need supper, possibly.
Yeah. Our kids are teens now. They're both 16. Sometimes they need just a teen close to their age just to visit with about something in common.
Right, right.
Sam is very big in sports, and if you can talk a European soccer, he can talk with you all day long with names and stats and all that stuff.
Right.
You know, something normal, something from normal life.
Right. Of course, when our kids hear the word football, they don't think about soccer.
No.
So
we
kind of have to
soccer.
Right. Kind of have to educate the American teens concerning what real football is, you know.
Yeah.
Well, folks, we've run out of time, but thank you so much for just sharing your hearts with us this morning, and we trust that what you have shared will be a blessing. Any last words?
Just love missionaries. The Word of God is very clear that when we give up lands and houses and family and all these different relationships, God gives it back to us 100-fold.
Amen.
And we have wonderful relationships, and some of our best friends are over there in Romania.
Right.
And our plan is to spend the rest of our life there. But, you know, we're facing things that most Americans don't face.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes there's challenges when your parents are getting older, things like that. So love missionaries because it's not easy being a missionary.
Amen. But when you get finally home, it'll be worth it all.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, thanks for joining us. God bless you.